This is the Aviat Merli of the 26th of May 2024. Original date, the 31st of December 1999. In the new century, reveal your angelic form through your behavior and your face. Today, Bapdada is pleased to see his children who have the right to receive godly sustenance. You are so fortunate that you are being given sustenance by God Himself. People of the world say that God is sustaining them, whereas you few special souls are being sustained by Him in a practical way. The sustenance you are given by God is His Shrimat. You are moving along and being sustained with this Shrimat from God. Do you experience yourselves to be such special souls? Do you know your own greatness? At present, you Brahmin souls are great anyway. In the future too, you become the most elevated great souls. In the Copper Age too, you are considered to be so great that anyone who goes in front of your non-living idols will bow down to them. You have such greatness that even today, if some souls were to dress up as make-believe deities, if they were to be made to look like Lakshmi and Narayan or Rama and Sita, and continue to pretend to play that deity part, then, even though others know those souls in their ordinary human form, they would still bow down to them, considering them to be deity souls. So there is a greatness of your form also. However, souls who have great names are also considered to be great. So do you experience such greatness? Do you just know about this greatness, or do you also experience it? Do you simply know about it, or do you experience it to be emerged in yourselves? The main thing is to experience it. Bapdada makes all of you children into images of experience. You are not those who just listen to everything or know about everything. The condition of each one of you can be recognized from your face, behavior, and way of doing everything. So think about what your behavior is like. Is everything you do the Brahmin way of doing it? A Brahmin means a soul who is always full. Full of all powers and full of all virtues. Is your behavior like this? Although you are ordinary, does your face reveal that you are alaukik, that is, not of this world? Do they experience your vision, attitude, and vibrations to be alaukik? Since even in your last birth, your divinity and greatness are experienced in your non-living images, then this should be experienced in your present elevated living souls, should it not? Those non-living images are of you, are they not? Check everything that you do throughout the day from Amrit Vela. Is your vision alaukik? Is the pose of your face constantly cheerful? Is it constantly stable, or does it change from time to time? Is your awareness and attitude only alaukik when you are sitting in yoga and when you are doing special service? Or does your face and behavior stay special even whilst you are carrying on with your ordinary work? Does everyone who sees you consider you to be alaukik even when you are very busy at work or in any situation of upheaval. Therefore, check whether your way of speaking and acting are alokic. Check whether even whilst doing anything ordinary, it can be seen on your face that you are loving and detached. Do souls who suddenly appear in front of you at any time experience you to be alokic angels from your vibrations, your way of speaking and doing everything? Today is the day of the confluence. The old is going and the new is coming. So what newness should you reveal to the world? It is a different matter to remember this internally for yourself or consider it within yourself. But think about how much time there is for establishment. How much time for establishment has already passed? Given the amount of time that has already passed, very little time remains. Therefore, what should be experienced in you? Bapdada knows that there are many very good effort makers who are making effort and are flying. However, in this 21st century, Bapdada wants to see something new. All of you are good. You are all special and great. However, the basis of the Father's revelation is the revelation of your angelic behaviour and your way of doing everything whilst carrying out your ordinary work. Bapdada doesn't want to hear that the situation was like that, that the work was like that, that the circumstances and problems were like that, dot, dot, dot. And that is why you behaved ordinarily. An angelic form means to be an embodiment of that awareness. That awareness is revealed in your physical forms. Let it not just be as far as your level of understanding or your awareness, but let it be in your form. Let there be such transformation that at any time and in any circumstances, only your alokic form is visible. Is it like this, or does it change sometimes? You must not allow the situation to change your form. Why should the situation change you? You have to change the situation. Should words change you, or should you change your words? What would be called transformation? What would you call a sample of a practical life? Even ordinary people are able to adjust their features according to the time and circumstance. However, an angel means one who is beyond any of the past and ordinary ways of behaving. Your topic now is the call of time. Therefore, from now on, time is calling for you special great souls to be seen as angels. This means only your alokic form has to be visible from now. Is this possible? Teachers, speak. Is this possible? When will it happen? It is very good if this is possible. When will it happen? Do you want one more year? Will it happen at the end of the year 2000? Do you want one more year or not? Those of you who think that you need more time, if not 1 year, then 6 months or 3 months, do you want this much time? You are not raising your hands for this. What is your slogan? Do you remember it? If not now, then never. Whose slogan is this? Does this slogan belong to the Brahmins or to the deities? It is for you Brahmins, is it not? So in this new century, Bapdada wants to see that no matter what happens, you must not discard your alaukic way of behaving. For this, you simply have to pay attention to four things. What are they? They are not anything new. They are old things. Baba is simply revising them for you. 1. A well-wisher who has positive thoughts for others. Shubh-chintak. 2. One with positive thoughts for oneself. Shubh-chintan. 3. One who constantly has pure feelings. Not that you would change it if the other person changes. You must have pure feelings for others and also for yourself. 4. A pure and elevated awareness and form. Simply remember this one word, Shubh. It also means pure and auspicious. All four things are included in this word. You simply have to keep the word Shubh in your awareness. You have heard it many times. You also speak about it to others many times. Now pay attention to putting it into yourselves a lot more. Bapdada knows that you are the ones who have to become this. Let everyone who comes see all of you in this physical form. Today is the last day of the year, therefore Bapdada looked at the chart for the year of the majority of you children. What did Bapdada see? Bapdada saw one main thing. Bapdada saw that you lack the powers to erase and to accommodate. You do erase everything. You do erase anything wrong that you have seen, heard, and thought, and anything of the past. However, you speak of this as one thing being the conscious and the other being the subconscious. You do erase it, but whether you call it the plate of the mind, the slate of the mind, or the paper, you don't erase everything completely. Why are you not able to erase it totally? The reason is that your power to accommodate is not powerful. You are able to accommodate everything according to the time. But then something would emerge again at another time. Therefore, you are unable to keep yourself busy in the four words that Bapdada told you about. If the plate of the mind is not completely wiped clean, then because it is not completely clean, would anything you try to write be clear? For example, if you tried to imbibe all the virtues and powers, would this be constant and to the full percentage? You can only use these powers easily when everything is completely clean and clear. The reason why you can't is that the slate of the majority of you is not clean and clear. Even a few things and some behaviour of the past, a few wasteful situations and wasteful behaviour, would still be merged within you in a subtle way. They would then emerge into your physical form at certain times. Therefore, according to the time, first of all, check yourself. You have to check yourself. You do not have to engage yourself in checking others. It is very easy to check others, but it's very difficult to check yourself. Therefore, check that the slate of your mind is completely clean and clear of anything wasteful and of the past. The most subtle form that any of this would take would stay in your vibrations. An angel means one who is completely clean and clear. Use your power to accommodate, to transform anything negative into positive and accommodate it. Do not accommodate the negative. Transform the negative into something positive and accommodate it. There will then be newness in the new century. Should Baba tell you what else he saw? Should Baba tell you, or is this dose already enough? Bap Dada has already told you that no matter what happens, he has to take all of you back with him to Paramdham. Whether it is with love, Pia, or a beating, Ma, he will take you back. He will take back those who don't have this knowledge with the beating, and he will take all of you children back with him with love. Even now, Bap Dada still says that no matter what happens, all of you great souls have to be revealed in your angelic forms to the souls of the world. So are you ready for this? Bap Dada has already warned you in one way or another that he has to make you become this. How else would the new world come? Acha, what else did Baba see? It is the end of the year today, is it not? Look, Bap Dada is using the word majority, not the word all. Therefore, what else did Baba see? Only when you find the answer to the excuses you make will you be able to bring about the new world. So the second thing that Baba saw was carelessness in different forms. Baba also saw a very royal form of carelessness. One expression of carelessness is, anything goes, everything's all right. No one physical would be able to see every action of anyone. Even when Brahma was in his physical form, he wasn't able to see that. However, now in his avyat form, if he wanted to do so, he could observe every act of anyone. It is remembered that God has 1,000 eyes, 100,000 eyes, and 100,000 ears. Therefore, now at this time, no matter how much someone tries to hide things from them, and they do hide things with royalty, not in any ordinary way, the incorporeal one and the avyat Brahma together are able to see everything. Therefore, one type of carelessness is in a gross form, and the other type is in a subtle form. The words you use for both these types of carelessness is, anything goes, everything's all right. We've seen what happens. Nothing happens. Let's make do with how things are. We'll see about it later. These are thoughts of carelessness. If Bap Dada wanted to, he could relate all of this to all of you. But you ask for your honour to be kept. Therefore, Bap Dada keeps your honour. However, this carelessness of yours doesn't allow your efforts to become intense. It stops you from being able to pass with honours. Because you yourselves think that anything goes, anything would be okay in the result. However, you won't be able to fly. So did you hear the two things that Baba saw? This carelessness is stopping you from bringing about transformation. Each of you has this in a different form. At the time when you say, "We shall see what happens," Bapdada simply smiles, and he also says, "We shall see what happens." You were told why Baba is telling you all of this today. Whether you want to or not, you have to be made this, by force if necessary. You have to become this. Today Baba has told you a little strictly, because you are making plans for doing this and that. However, if you haven't found an answer to your excuses, then you will only be able to do everything temporarily. When any situation crops up, you say, "The situation was like this. The reason was like that anyway. My karmic accounts were like that." Therefore, you will have to become this. Do you agree with this? Teachers, do you agree? Foreigners, do you agree? Bapdada says that you have to become this. Then, in the new century, you will say that you have become this. Is it like this? You should take as little time as possible. In spite of that, Bapdada is giving you one more year. Then it's easy, is it not? Do this comfortably and restfully. Restfully, Aram Kam Rama, means remember the Father first, and then do it. Don't have that rest of the Dunlop pillow. Is Bapdada's love for you greater, or is your love for Bapdada greater? Who has the greater love? The Father or you? Bapdada has the faith that all of you will give the return of love and definitely become equal to Avyat Father Brahma. You will become this, will you not? If you don't become this, then because Bapdada loves you, he won't leave you alone. You can't leave alone the one you love. So Father Brahma has a lot of love for you all. He is waiting for you all and wondering, "When will my children come?" So you will become equal, will you not? Baba will tell you of a conversation that Father Brahma had with him. Father Brahma told Shiv Baba to make all of you children fix a date, saying, "How much longer should I wait?" Make them fix a date. What did Father Shiva reply? He simply smiled. Bapdada says it will be the children who fix the date. Bapdada is not going to do this. So Father Brahma is remembering all of you a great deal. Therefore, will you fix a date? In the new year, have the determination to become equal. Keep your aim of definitely becoming angels. Now stop all of your old things. Your original and eternal sanskars must now emerge. Remain constantly aware whilst walking and moving around. I am an angel like the Father. I have no connection with old sanskars and old things. Do you understand? This thought of transformation needs water and sunshine, just as when you sow a seed. You provide it with all those things so that it can bear fruit. Therefore, give this thought, this seed, the water and sunshine of your awareness. Keep revising again and again the promise you have made to Bapdada. To all the great souls everywhere who use the power of transformation in every task, to the world transformer souls, to the souls who are Brahmins and will become angels, and have the determination and faith to reveal their angelic forms in practice, to those who constantly belong to the one Father and none other, and who are to become equal to the Father, to the Mahavir souls who give the return of Bapdada's love for them, Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to all the children everywhere for the new year, the new age and the new life. In this new year, constantly remember the elevated versions spoken by Brahma Baba. Incorporeal, egoless and a creator of the new world. Constantly remain humble whilst carrying out the task of creating the new world, while keeping a balance of these continue to fly. In this year, especially while keeping the speciality of self-transformation in front of you, continue to fly and make others fly. Constantly continue to follow Father Brahma at every step. Congratulations, congratulations, multi-million-fold congratulations. Blessing. May you as a Gyani soul know the cycle of yourself and be loved by God. For a soul to know what part he has in this world cycle means that he is a spinner of the discus of self-realization. To inculcate accurately the knowledge of the whole cycle into your intellects is to spin the discus of self-realization. To know the cycle of yourself means to be a Gyani soul. Such a Gyani soul is loved by God. Maya cannot stay in front of him. This discus of self-realization will make you into a future ruler of the globe. Slogan: when every child becomes like the father, the practical proof and their subjects will easily then be prepared. Om Shanti.